Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to week 31 of 2020. We are over halfway through this phenomenal, challenging year. And you are now listening to Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli with ActiveSpirituality.life. And now Pam's going to share with us some insight into this week, starting July 27th, Monday. And then I will jump in with our 10-minute Turbo Boost meditation. Thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you, Susie. Okay. July 27th, 2020. So here we have the moon in Scorpio, which entered in just a few minutes after midnight. So when we rise, depending on where we are on the planet, the moon is in the sign of Scorpio. And this moon actually works really well with the waxing moon energy as we're coming off that new moon that I talked about last week. And at this point, the moon is at a quarter. So we're in a point where we're looking at whatever happened last week and we're thinking about what we do this week. And we can continue to build on projects or things that we have already in motion. The nice thing about the Scorpio moon is that as we're going forward, we're working with a lot of energy that has to do with commitment, responsibility, what we're aiming for, what we're bringing to fruition. And what's super important is to make sure we're working with partners and people who show up. And we can call those people in. It requires a certain amount of editing and discernment, and some of us are better at that than others, to determine, I love this person, but this really isn't going to go the distance. So use those skills of discernment over the next couple of days to really allow you to make things happen that you've got in motion. The times I give are all Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet as I make this call. The other thing that's going on today is there's a picture in the sky between Jupiter, which is the planet that symbolizes expansion, growth, possibilities, knowledge, wisdom, justice. Jupiter is working in a geometric aspect that's a complement to the planet Neptune. Neptune we call the higher octave of love. So ideally, we're in this vibratory energy that's about loving justice, loving knowledge. It can be a really beneficial time for people who are working in any capacity to bring awareness. There's also some harder aspects, the geometric configurations that show some conflict. So that can be about a sense of confusion or people really seeing where and what they value. The phrase about where do you put your money? I mean, do you put your money with your heart? What do you invest in? This may be a day of making some hard choices about, gee, I'd like that, but is that really not just practical, but is it aligned with the things that I really want to emulate and believe in. And those are decisions that we will continue to make as 2020 unfolds, as people really get into more alignment with what it is they value and care about. And for some people, it may feel like a morality adjustment. And for other people, it may feel like a growing awareness of really walking the talk. So this can, you might want to delve into understanding more about something you really care about, like, let's say, the environment, women's rights, children's rights. Can be any topic that just really is something you want to understand better, more comprehensively, especially anything that has to do with funds, money, investment. This is a reckoning time for people who have money to invest over the next several months, year. Thinking about, where do you put your money? Does it really track and reflect your values? And as our entire financial systems kind of readjust over the next year, 5 years, that's going to be a lot of decision-making that reflects, does the economy support humanity and the environment? And so those are kind of big picture things that may or may not be subjects of reflection for you over these couple of days, but for some people it will be. The other thing to be aware of is in the afternoon, early evening, there can be some conflict with conversations, communications. Be aware of what you say, how you're heard, and be aware of how you react when people say things or throw out ideas. Not everyone is really thinking comprehensively about how they're heard or what they do or how they move about in the world. So that's why we want to be kind of on high alert as we get to later afternoon, early evening, because some people are moving around without a great deal of consciousness. So always, and one of the things that being aware of the astrology brings to our forefront is the more present you are, the more aware of what's happening, the more you are co-creating and operating in the world in a way that is responsible and really healthy, like in a way that, when you think about the sound vibration or when Susie works with the singing bowls, I mean, what feels so harmonious in sound and resonance, that's actually a way we can all sort of operate and swim and dance together in our human interactions. But so often, people aren't paying attention to what they hear or what's around them and aware of all their surroundings so that they can really sing with the movement of the entire planet, the solar system, and humanity that we're dealing with. So these 2 days with the moon in Scorpio actually can inform us very deeply on working with vibratory energy in very positive, co-collaborative ways. So I invite you to, if you're feeling a little like low or your energy isn't what you'd like it to be, just check in with that. These aren't days to push yourself. They're days to reflect in and really listen to what you're being called to do or asked to do or feeling the need to absorb and understand greater. And the people who are able to do that actually become very enriched and very much stronger in whatever it is they're trying to achieve over these couple of days and beyond. 28th is really a luscious day for opportunity, connection, feeling very much in your zone. Water people are going to be easily swimming with the currents, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Earth signs are probably going to be in a very rosy, happy place as well, Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo. So it doesn't mean that you won't be, because these signs are somewhere in everybody's alchemical makeup. So that's part of just responding to what feels like the place you want to go, if you have the luxury of doing that on the 28th. The 29th, the moon goes void, of course, 1 minute after midnight on the 29th. And so it's void, of course, for a few hours. Eastern time people may well be sleeping. So again, it depends where you are on the planet. But when the moon is void, of course, it's a better time to kind of chill, just enjoy whatever's around you, stay with projects already in motion, purge, organize, clear out clutter. But usually when the moon is void, of course, we don't recommend starting projects unless, of course, that moon is aspecting your personal horoscope in some way. So you'd need to know your horoscope to be aware of it. But often when the moon is in Scorpio and void, of course, it's just a really good time to have an internal journey wherever that wants to take you, or to intimately relate with someone with whom you're very comfortable. At 3:25 a.m., the moon enters the sign of Sagittarius, and it's in Sagittarius through the 30th. So once the moon is in the sign of Sag, it's fire sign energy. It's what we call mutable, so it's very adaptable, and it wants to move through ideas quickly. This can be a rather dynamic day, where you feel very inspired, you feel energized, absolutely fabulous day for getting in the out of doors, feeling stimulated by ideas, nature, activities. Be aware if you are starting anything or have to start something, that there may be a choice that comes to pass where you feel like you can't have the whole enchilada. And actually many of us feel that way with what's happening with the pandemic these days. So it's not necessarily a bad day to start something. It wouldn't be, I'd rather start something on the 27th, 28th. But if I had to start something on the 29th, I'd just be aware that it's possible that some sort of sacrifice or compromise is going to need to be made. On the 30th, the moon is also in the sign of Sagittarius, and this is a bumpier day. So whatever kind of flow seemed to be happening on the 29th, this may be when obstacles are confronted, especially if you started something on the 29th. Now you'll see where the little things happen that don't allow maybe exactly where you wanted your vision to go. The good thing about today is that it's a really good day for exploring information, for having conversations where you allow compromise. If you feel confused or a little lost by something that's happening, by all means, it's best not to make decisions, but to get the information so that hopefully you can make decisions or discernments at another point in time. overall, it's a interesting day to get exposed to ideas, especially anything that's spiritual or asking you to stretch in new directions. But sometimes when we stretch or get exposed or introduced to things that are new to us, we can feel a little lost or not know what to do with that information. So that's why the ideal is, if that all comes up, to just sit with it and see where it goes as the days move on. The moon goes void, of course, at 8:08 p.m. Moon void, of course, in Sagittarius. Nice time to, if you still have some energy, to expend energy in healthy ways, evening walk, ways that you can read or exchange ideas. Again, not expecting any particular outcome because of the void moon, but just to allow yourself an energy release. If you have a pet or an animal that you like to spend time with, this is also usually highly enjoyable when the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. On the 31st, the moon enters the sign of Capricorn at 7:58 a.m. And that sets up the weekend energy through Sunday midday. And what it allows us to do, actually, is it's highly constructive mood, where people want to kind of do things or be practical or plan or figure out where they're going. The nice thing about this is it's leading us towards the full moon, which happens on Monday. So I see this weekend as being excellent for culminating ideas, pulling things together, seeing where you're at with a project, kind of testing the waters, laying things out, determining structures, protocol. Both Friday and Saturday are really strong days for just making things happen in ways that feel rock solid. Saturday may feel a little more, I guess the word I want is confrontational. So as you're mapping things out or planning certain things, you may hit a wall or an argument or a disagreement, and this can be inside yourself. It's not like it's necessarily another person. But there can be a sense of, I want to go in this direction and I'm mad at myself because. So if that comes up for you, certainly I see anger. I see anger as an instructive tool, because anger it's a natural emotion. It comes up and it's important to look at why it's coming up and to discern how you can express it in a healthy way. Some people feel highly justified in their anger. They'll blow off their top. They can be very strong and warrior-like in their anger. Some people can be brutal in their anger. Obviously, none of those ways of being are necessarily constructive. But when we feel this kind of frustration or need to express coming up inside of us, it can be a real lesson in, why am I angry? Why am I frustrated? And of course, in this epidemic situation where many of us can't do certain things that we would like to do because of restrictions or physical concerns, it's natural to have confrontations of anger for some of us on a daily basis. for others, it can kind of lay low for a while. We hit this nice plateau and then it can boil up again. So this may be a day where the simmering hits the boil, either with you, someone around you, someone who you just encounter. And what's really important is put the anger in an appropriate place. Obviously, no one wants to blow up at someone and feel out of control. So the ideal is to get the anger, the temperature, the frustration to a nice heat so that it can be expressed, understood, and then be used as fuel for the next step. So this frustration period, anger period, should abate by around 5:30 on Saturday. And then as things go to a much warmer capacity, then the evening shows, a lot can be learned, gleaned, disseminated, understood. It looks like, as I said, this can be a very teaching tool, beneficial, energizing experience. The worst thing with anger is to suppress it. Suppressing anger, frustration, it implodes. So when we feel this within us, you know, some of us may need to do some Kundalini yoga, take a walk, expend it somehow so that we can settle down and express whatever it is we need to express, because then the evening looks highly constructive. On Sunday, the moon goes void, of course, at 9:59 a.m., so get everything you need to get done in the early morning with an awareness, again, that you proceed with caution. Watch what's around you, because we have this kind of wild card energy that's happening, and we want to be present and aware, because some people are not. Once the moon goes void, of course, it's a perfect time to just stay with something already in motion, clean, organize, do things that help you just feel as though you're getting your ducks in a row. At 2:11 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Aquarius, and it's building towards that full moon on Monday, which I'll talk more about next week. But basically, when it's in the sign of Aquarius, we're in a really lovely energy that's got to do with communication, connection, anything you might work with electronically, expression of self, and connection to others. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And now I invite everybody to just take a place of stillness for 10 little tiny minutes as we calm the mind, calm the breath, calm the thoughts, and bring everything into a place of peace. And if we can visualize now that as we're bringing things to peace, we're making room, we're making space. All of us now, every single being on the planet is being challenged in ways, many different ways, due to the global pandemic. And we have to make space now, space in our heart, space in our mind, space in our program, space in every aspect of our being to be present, to be able to prioritize, to be able to accommodate and be flexible, to allow for change. And here we are right now in the more or less middle of this year of tremendous, tremendous change on so many different levels. And just think about when you have a stuffy room where the windows or the door haven't been opened for a while, that we have to open the windows and doors to change the air in the room, to let things move around a bit, to refresh. So just visualize now that this is what we're doing, is we're letting things open up and allowing for there to be space, for there to be an opening, and allowing all of the places where we have some very firm ideas or concepts, that we allow them also to be flexible, that we allow them to be like a tree, that when the wind is blowing, the tree moves with the wind. And just feel that softness in your body. So we still have form. We still have concepts. We still have ideas. We still know the difference between right and wrong. We still know. We still have consciousness and awareness. But within that awareness, there's also acceptance and flexibility. There's room for growth. And we now, as humanity, we as a global population, we as communities, as families, as individuals now, are feeling this flexibility, retaining our sovereignty, retaining what makes us individual, but at the same time, we are involved in motions. We are involved in group activities. We are involved in voting. We are involved in all types of situations that bring us together in groups. Groups of people, groups of ideas. And those are all about bringing change now. Bringing change to this world that is ever so desperately needed. So as you're feeling your individuality, your sovereign field, your so-called boundaries, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, feel how you as an individual are also part of a group. Whatever group you choose to align with, people that you align with for social reasons, for political reasons, for religious or spiritual reasons, feel yourself as a part of a group. And it really is through our activity now in groups that we can really bring about perhaps even more profound change. Feel yourself now as a part of your community, as a part of your culture, as a part of your nation. And within all of that structure, there are many organizations and institutions that are changing. There are also many lives that are changing. So feel yourself being now in the flow. Feel yourself adapting and recreating, perhaps detouring and creating new ways of seeing, new ways of being. Feeling the opening around you, the dimensions around you, the space around you. Tap in now to what we might call our higher dimensions, to us as a species, to us as humans, to us as life on the planet, to our morphogenic field. Feel yourself tapping into the web of life on the biological level, the cycle of life, the cycle of life and death, the cycle of change, and into metamorphosis, evolution. And tap in now deeper to that energetic level. Tap into the level of the blueprint of life, the blueprint of the web of life, where we find the codes, where we find all of the information. And tap in there to what we need now. What we need now as humans, as individuals, as communities, to really bring about change on a global level. And at that space now, feel the flexibility, feel the awareness, feel the opening. Feel the space that you can be in, where you can find your greatest potential, where you can find unlimited, boundless, creative energy, resourcefulness, adaptability, wisdom, understanding, and compassion. And as you bathe in this openness, feel it in every single cell of your body, every single particle of DNA, and take that energy and radiate it towards all of our earth. All beings everywhere. And taking a deeper breath, feeling yourself expanding, sharing, gently taking a deep breath, opening your eyes, becoming present here in the moment. Taking another deep breath, and knowing that all that we are sharing is going to all beings everywhere. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And please share with your family and friends. Be safe, be healthy, be aware. And thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, Pam. And we will be with you next week. Love now.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on Susie Mezzoli, MEZZOLY-healer.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinelli. And instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at insightoasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to leave a donation or subscribe, you can do so at activespirituality.life. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week.